The religion of Vladimir Putin is based on the idea of Orthodox Christian civilization. Christ is present and pleased when men seek to build the kingdom of God on earth. This is according to the Orthodox tradition of symphony of church and state, where the church is the soul and the state is the body. The church prepares men for heaven, while the state preserves the culture as transformed by the church. It's a partnership building a strong Russian nation.
Также важно, что на новом уровне развиваются государственно-церковные отношения. Мы выступаем как подлинные партнеры и как соработники в решении самых актуальных внутренних, да и международных задач. В развитии совместных начинаний на благо нашего Отечества и нашего народа. Россия столетиями строилась, крепла, как многонациональное и многоконфессиональное государство.
As head of the nation's body, Putin is known by his people as a key member of the Russian Orthodox Church. Only a born-again type would say, a man inside a church doesn't make him a Christian any more than a man inside a garage makes him a car. But Orthodoxy teaches that if one is not a member inside the church, then he's not connected to the church's head, the Lord Jesus Christ. After a phone call with Putin on the Ukraine crisis, the Jewish press reported that Merkel said that Putin was in another world, out of touch with reality. That's not what she said. What she said was, Putin has a completely different view of the world. Indeed, he does.
В эти дни Русская Православная Церковь, весь православный мир отмечают 1025-летие крещения Руси. И позвольте мне в начале нашей встречи, принятие христианства предопределило судьбу и цивилизационный выбор России. Православие стало духовной опорой, связало крепкими родственными узами Россию, Украину и Беларусь.
The West, though, has lost its vigor. It's now the haunt of Jewry, which has devastated its culture with depravity. It's at the end of history, a ghost of old forms bereft of the soul it once possessed. It's swept clean, and seven demons have entered in its place. This is not the case with Russia. After 70 years of Jewish Bolshevik oppression, Russia is pulsing in the womb of rebirth and renewal, where Orthodox churches with its golden domes and sky-blue cupolas, Christian schools, and holy monasteries are sprouting throughout its cities and dotting its countrysides. God and the devil are at war, said Dostoevsky, and the battlefield is the heart of man. Putin has drawn the battle lines. He rebuked the West for its deviant sexual mores and sick spirituality.
Сегодня во многих странах пересматриваются нормы морали и нравственности. Стираются национальные традиции и различия наций и культур. От общества теперь требуют не только здравого признания права каждого на свободу совести, политических взглядов и частной жизни, но и обязательного признания равноценности, как это ни покажется странным, добра и зла, противоположных по смыслу понятий.
But Obama, with Jewish children at his side selling sodomy, extols homosexuals for charting a course for a sick new world.
Third, we ask the president for his support of gay marriage, because we have...
We're almost done.
Because we have two moms, and they are just as good as other parents.
Welcome, all of you, to the White House for Pride Month. We've got some outstanding members of Congress here, including a record number from the Congressional Equality Caucus. Major General Patricia Rose and her wife, retired Lieutenant Julie Roth, are here. We've got Fred Hochberg and Elaine Kaplan, two outstanding members of my team who are here. I want to congratulate Nitza Quiñones Alejandro, who just a few hours ago was confirmed by the Senate, making her the first openly gay Hispanic federal judge in our country's history.
Ukraine has a choice to make. Either come under the thumb of the decadent Jewish West, or save its soul with the Christian East of Holy Russia. There is a war. It's a battle for the hearts of men.